Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Not guilty to 8 counts of sexual acts with a child under the age of 10 years old. And this was all for alleged crimes that occurred right here inside their Rancho Cucamonga apartment. We want to get straight to those booking photos right now because detectives want you to take a good look at these two people. This is 35-year-old Melinda Smith and 43-year-old Jason Whitney. But detectives tell us they're well-known in the film world as Mercedes Carrera and Damon Sins. They're an actress and a director, detectives say, in pornographic movies. And they're releasing these photos because they believe they could have been sexually abusing other children as well. Detectives say that about a week ago, a 10-year-old girl's family contacted them saying the couple had sexually abused her. Now, when they went to the apartment here, they say they were shocked to find out that the bedroom was set up like a pornographic film set, and that among the lights and the cameras, they found a large amount of evidence that substantiated that little girl's story. At this point, they're not sure whether or not that victim could have been filmed as well. But detectives say they also found meth and 2 loaded handguns inside the home. We spoke with Detective Donald Patton about the bravery it took that little girl to come forward in the first place.
It's very hard when you have a child of that age to come forward and reveal any type of sexual assault or physical abuse to themselves, because oftentimes children will hold it in because they're scared themselves and they think it's their fault that they were sexually assaulted.
Smith and Whitney are currently being held in jail without bail until their next court appearance next week. Again, detectives from the Rancho Cucamonga Police Department want to hear from you if you have any information about other potential crimes. For now, reporting live in Rancho Cucamonga, Nicole Comstock, CBS 2 News.
Jesus fucking Christ. I found out about this last night after I did my podcast on abortion. I couldn't believe it. This is everything that when I've had Mercedes or Melinda on the show on many occasions, she spoke out against porn stars that did drugs. She spoke out against pedophilia. And here she is, doing both those things. When I first heard this, my first reaction was, let's wait till all the facts are come out. In fact, hold on. Let me log on to my Facebook. In fact, I'll probably do a Facebook Live right now. You know, I tried to do a podcast this morning. The sound quality was shit because I was doing it from my cell phone on the streets of New York City live. So I just decided to hop on right now, do like a special episode because I have to discuss this. I have to discuss this because I've had this woman on the show, a woman that I've respected for a very long time. A woman who I admired her because she came off as very intelligent, and I personally feel betrayed. I don't know if it's, you know, I'm disgusted. They found evidence that corroborated her story. I mean, look, a part of me or like conspiracy is she was going after some people. She criticized the president. I doubt the president would have went after her legally or tried to set her up, but other people that she went after probably would have, but I don't know. You know, you look at the mugshot, which I'm going to post as part of the picture of the podcast. I don't know, man. I do know. I mean, I at first I was like, I don't believe this. You know, I don't believe this. I don't want to, you know. You know, I don't want to, you know. Like, looking at her mugshot, she looks like a crack whore. She looks like the women that walk around in my neighborhood charging $20 for a blowjob in order to get that meth money. I mean, and look, I'm just gonna feel real bad because I actually love this woman. I loved her brain. You know, of course, I did love her scenes as well. I'm not gonna lie. You know, it's just... In fact, I'm trying to log into my Facebook right now. You know, just to... you know, just to write you what I wrote, like, this morning before, like, more information started coming to light. You know, other people like, yo, why are you looking up to this bitch? Why are you, like, she actually did it. Yeah. Hold on, I think I got a phone call. Hey.
Yeah?
Hey, I'm doing a podcast right now.
Okay, honey, I'll call you back.
Yeah, you can listen in if you want. All right, so, like, why are you paying attention to this chick? Like, why are you giving her the benefit of the doubt? And like, that was my knee-jerk reaction because, I mean, I've had her on the show. She has, you know, someone that you know, I would consider, like, at least an internet friend. In fact, I'm gonna do a fucking simulcast on Facebook. I'm gonna go on Facebook Live. In fact, that's what I'm going to do right now. I am going live. In fact, this is what I wrote, and I'm going to read some of the responses I got. I need to just say this about Mercedes Carrera. She has been a great guest throughout the years. She has been correct and smart and beautiful in many things. Since we live in a country that stands by the philosophy of innocent till proven guilty, I am going to reserve judgment of Mercedes till she is properly tried and all the facts come out. I'm hoping to God that this ain't true. Messing with children, hurting children, is repugnant to me. It is something that will cause me to want to kill someone. It is something that I would gladly go to jail for killing a pedophile. I would not feel sorry. I have had heroes disappoint me before, and I'm hoping she is innocent, because if she is not, this will gut me. For the time being, till I hear all the facts, I support Mercedes Carrera and hope for a speedy resolution to this dark time. Of course, let me just go live. I just went live on Facebook. Goodness, I mean, I said everything I had to say this morning, but the audio quality was just pure shit over my phone. oh, man. Tired, sorry. It hurts. It really does hurt. I mean, like why a child? Why a child? And even if her husband, Damon Sins, coerced her to do it, she still did it. She still did drugs. She still went against everything she ever preached against. Like, she can't get a pass. Like, I love her, but I hate her at the same time. I feel fucking betrayed. I feel fucking lied to. I'm fucking disgusted. Like, I don't know. Whenever I see a child, a paternal instinct grows. I don't be like, oh, yeah, I don't look at a child in a sexual way. It's disgusting. You want to protect children. Like, even if a kid is not mine, I would gladly lay down my life for a child. Like, I don't want to, like, I mean, a philosophy or a battle cry or a saying that I kind of stole from David Allen Greer whenever he would co-host Loveline with Dr. Drew when Adam Carolla wasn't in studio. He would say, let's save some babies. And that's the thing. Let's save the babies. Which is why I did a show about abortion yesterday. Let's save the babies. And honestly, what they did. And honestly, I can't pussyfoot around this. As much as, like, the way I'm fucking wired is like, yo, you gotta be loyal to people. You gotta be loyal to people. You can't turn against them. Like, I want to be loyal to Mercedes, but I believe she did it. I have to be real. I gotta be real. I believe she did it. I believe her and her husband actually did these things. I mean, if you're going by what the news said, that they found shit that corroborated a 10-year-old girl. Like, why would a 10-year-old girl... Like, I can understand a grown-ass woman lying about, oh, she was raped. You know, there's certain circumstances. Okay, what does she have to gain? But what the fuck does a 10-year-old girl have to fucking gain by lying on someone saying, oh, she was raped? Like, what 10-year-old would think, oh, let me try to lie saying that these people raped me. And then they happen to find meth, guns. From last I heard, they found videos. I've had this woman on my show on many, 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 many occasions. And she spoke out against, oh, you know, there's some porn stars that do drugs and they abuse drugs and that's how they get sick and all that. And here she is. She's doing that. Her fucking mugshot makes her look like she's a goddamn crack whore. Like, what? Like, what? Like, is you serious, bitch? Like, you know, let me read. Read some of the comments I got, and I had to like actually look into this shit. I mean, like a shout out to Kristen Ann. Shout out to you. Thank you. She was caught with a minor under 10. Cameras and videos performing sexual acts on the child. They believe more minors are victims as well. Why the fuck would you wish her well? And this was before I even knew all that shit. Because some of the reports I was reading didn't even have that detail. And again, this is information I was going with by the breaking news that I got yesterday after my podcast. So, you know, thank you, Kristen. Shout outs to you. I can't. Like, honestly, like, my gut's saying that she did it. My heart is saying, look, just wait. My brain is saying, I agree with your gut. I agree. Quit being a pussy. Call her out on this shit. And if she's found guilty, if she's convicted, I hope, you know, they do what she says. Kill her. Her and her man. If she raped children, kill her. Execute her. Like she tweets about. Because she's actually tweeted, all pedophiles need to die. I agree, Mercedes. Or Melinda Smith. What Puerto Rican is named Smith? I never heard of a Puerto Rican name with the last name Smith. God. I wish I would have known this before I even asked her to come on. Oh, God. That first time I had her on, I'm thinking, oh my God, I got this kick-ass female. She's a porn star. Oh, shit. I'm fucking cool. Just... She's smart. She's funny. She, you know. Last time I had her on was in October. Which means she was probably doing this shit when on my show. Like, while she, like, not while she was on my show, but, like, during. Not, well, not during, but, you know, that same fucking timeline. Same fucking timeline she's doing this shit. Anyways, I got the... Let me open the Google Hangouts. If you guys want to call in, I got the Skype open and I got the Discord open. I'm opening up the Discord right now. I have the Google Hangouts open. So you can call me at 347-927-6824. That's 347-927-6824. Oh, wow. Hold on. I got the hiccups now because I'm fucking pissed off. Oh, man. It's, you know, I got the Discord open. I guess, how does one get, okay, I'll invite you. It's, discord.gg/36UVN5. That's discord.gg/36UVN5. In fact, I'll put this in the chat rooms. So if you guys want to call in and discuss this bullshit, it's just, like, I can't, like, I feel almost silly that I...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I feel like my heart break. I feel very heartbroken about this. You know, you wish her well because she makes porn you get off to. Sickening video proof sexually abusing children is enough evidence for me. You're right. You're right. Well, I didn't know all that. I am giving her the benefit of the doubt, which, like, honestly, you know, people that I'm cool with, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but it's like, oh, God, all this fucking evidence, really? Really? I can't. Like, I can't in good conscience be like, yeah, let's wait. Like I had to do a 360. I can't be like, oh, well, you know, let's wait for all the evidence to come. I'm like, fuck, really? And they denied her bail? Holy shit. She was a fucking pedophile. And I hate to think that I was friends with a fucking pedophile. Do you know how fucking disgusting that is? You know how fucking sick that I couldn't catch it? That I didn't sense it? Like, okay, what did Guy have to say? I'm not surprised since you love hanging out with your pedo Jew friend. You know, really? Okay, Eddie. That's what they're... Oh, okay, now I'm getting cold as spick. Alright, nice. Alright. Like, you know. I don't know what else to fucking say about this whole fucking thing. It just, you know, like, honestly, I can't deny it. I feel that she's guilty. And I hope they kill her. Her husband or boyfriend, whoever the fuck he is. I mean, hell, when I found out, I called a mutual friend last night, and they told me they had to back away from her a while back because her boyfriend was feeding her drugs. I'm not gonna mention their name. Like, they stopped doing scenes with her. And it's like, I mean, and honestly, there seems to be a big fucking problem because there's like a lot of people who, you know, seem to be big in the movement, and it could be the freedom movement, the Trump movement, you know, whatever movements that like that lean right. It's like they're really coming out to be fucking scumbags and dropping like flies. And it's like, holy shit, is there any real motherfuckers out there anymore? Like, am I going to have to fucking step my ass up and fucking take control? You know. It's.
I don't know.
It I keep saying it fucking hurts. I believe that she did it. And I feel like a fool for not seeing this. I mean, but how could I possibly know? And I hate that I feel like that I'm jumping on a fucking bandwagon here, and it's like this is, I'm sorry, that the evidence or whatever, the information is too fucking overwhelming. But now it's all gone. But if you could give me, and you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of you, Eddie. That's why you got kicked out of the Proud Boys. Yeah, please for me. I didn't get to be tired of this shit too.
All I ever wanted was to be what you needed. Cause something so strong, it can never be wrong.
I don't know. I mean, that the mugshot doesn't even look like Mercedes. I mean, shit, makeup must be duh. I guess the only takeaway from this is you just gotta be real. You gotta be honorable for yourself. You can't expect other people to be honorable. You have to be honorable yourself. Because you know what? At the end of the day, the people that you fucking put on fucking pedestals will always fucking disappoint you. Will always fucking let you down. That's the only fucking takeaway I can see from this. And you gotta be fucking vigilant 360 degrees of where these fucking demons fucking show themselves. Like, I guess she's lucky, like, we didn't get close. Or closer than you know, than her occasionally coming on my show. Because I swear to God, if this is a talent that I have, I don't know how I do this, but whenever people get close to me and they are disingenuous, if they're fake in some sort of way or they're doing some type of fuckery, it reveals itself to me. They end up tripping up and just fucking telling on themselves. She is fucking lucky, because I would have fucking turned her in my damn self. It's like, I'm fucking furious. I'm fucking furious. I'm fucking angry. Like, I can't even mess with an 18-year-old chick. Let alone, like, looking at a child and be like, oh, yeah. Like, ew. Like, if anything, my fucking... looking back at me, I see that I never... What ends up happening is like I don't know, and I end up getting oh man. And no, I'm not going to report them for calling me a spick and talking about Jews. I'm just, fuck it. I'm just going to block you. I don't want to deal with it. Feel free. Continue talking your shit on your own shit. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of fucking hearing it. Anyways, if you guys want to call in, I mean, I'm going to be winding down soon. The number is 347-927-6824, or you guys could hit me up on discord.gg/36UVN5. That's discord.gg/36UVN5. Or if you still got the Skypes, that's Crotch Shot Radio. In fact, hold on. Yeah. I don't know. And I keep saying I don't know a lot. It's just, I do know. Like, in actuality, I do know, and I'm doing it right now. I'm condemning this. I am not, I did the about face. I was like, wait a minute, no. No, I can't. I can't tolerate this. Because I would never do this shit. This shit, like, you could come on my computer, you'll not, I mean, the worst you'll find is fat chicks. Like, curvaceous, like, women. Like, I like them thick. I like my mature women. Mature-shaped women. Of legal age and sound mind. I mean, I'm just gonna throw it out there. She's a fucking demon. And I'm gonna still follow her. If she gets out of jail and she hears this episode and she wants to fucking call me out, she's welcome to try. If Damon wants to call me out, he's welcome to try. Like, and honestly, if I'm wrong. You know. I mean, in fact, I hope to God I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong about Mercedes. I hope I'm wrong about Damon. I hope that 10-year-old girl or whoever is accusing them is lying. I'm hoping that there are no victims. Not so much for her sake, but the fact that there are no children that are being harmed. And no, just because someone's in porn doesn't mean they're automatically a fucking pedophile. That's just fucking ridiculous, because I'm hearing that bullshit too. It's like, look, I mean, again, I'm a libertarian. If you wanna be in porn, be in porn. As long as you're not hurting anyone. Now, that's the whole thing. Now we're hearing about them hurting children, going against the will, to the fact that they had to go to the police for 4 months. 4 months. Hurting kids. I can't even, man. I can't even. Had this woman on my show 5 fucking times. You know, would fucking interact with her on fucking Twitter all the time. Fucking defended her when some fucking DACA fucking retard bitch was coming at her because she didn't do what she wanted her to do. Or some faggot shit like that. I like, shit, man. If I knew then what I knew now, she wouldn't have never been on this show. I wouldn't have even fucking attempted. I wouldn't have been so, like, starstruck. Like, oh, hey, she's talking about a talk, speaking out against feminism, how feminism has gotten toxic, you know. That, you know, when I first saw her video rant on E-Fucked, I was like, I sought her out. I'm like, hey, can I have you on my show? And I was fucking elated when she said yes for the first time. God. I hope that little girl gets all the justice that I hope her and the family get all the justice they want, all the justice they're looking for. If the, like, I hope they bury her underneath the fucking prison. Damn, I even fucking sounds like I'm fucking virtue signaling, but I'm just, I'm fucking, I have to say it again. I feel fucking betrayed. I feel fucking lied to. I feel disgusted. Because this is shit I would never, ever fucking do. Because it is so fucking disgusting and repugnant to harm a child. To have sex with a 10-year-old. Like, like that, no. Hell, the children that I work with at my job. It's like I get a sense of my, I get paternal instincts rising in my chest to protect them. Like I'm Uncle Louie for fuck's sake. I would rather die. And I'm not saying this like I'm better than her, I'm better than anybody, I'm better than you. Like, no, it's just I don't understand the whole fucking mechanics, the wiring of this whole that whole fucking mentality. I just can't fucking fathom it. I don't see the what fucking form of mental gymnastics you have to do in order to be like, oh yeah, let's go fuck some kids. Like, what the fuck? Like, am I going nuts here? Like, am I out of bounds? Like, is this the new hotness? Like, if this is the new shit, I don't want to be a part of it. I want nothing to do with that type of fucking mentality. Like, I don't care how good a chick's pussy is. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, honey, it make me feel good if you fuck a child. I'm punching her in the fucking twat. Like, get the fuck out of my house. In fact, hold on. No, wait right here. I'm calling the fucking cops. I'm doing a citizen's arrest on you. Like, honestly, if she was really that fucking desperate for love, like, how many dudes fucking worshipped her? I fucking worshipped her. It's like, what? And you're doing this fuck shit? Like, you're doing this demonic fuck shit? Like, I'm sorry, don't get it. Like, honestly, yeah, I'm Bible thumping, but this is some demonic shit. Messing with a child, stealing their innocence, like ripping their innocence from them, is some demonic fucking dopey, like, disgusting shit. Like, I just can't even. Ah, man. Anyways, that's all I got to say about it. It's just, I had to get it off my chest. It's going to be fucking me up for a while. The more details that come out, I'll fucking keep you guys up to date about it. But, damn. Anyways, thanks for listening. This has been the Crouch Out Radio Show. Special episode. Special report. As always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.